This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Tell me why I always need to survive off your love. Your love. 'Cause every time you fire at me, it kills all the fun.
Rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it. It does not matter who the host is, even on this lovely Monday. Yes, it is. Yeah, that day. It's that April the 15th day, you know, the day that people are scared of on the calendar. Anyways, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM. Yes, the multiverse known as Safety FM. And then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Oh, yes. Infiltration, Radio Big, combination of things to take a look at for sure, or at least take a garner at, because I don't know what else you'd be doing. So some stuff to think about right there inside of that sequence of stuff. Anyways, how are you? How was your weekend? Did you do anything fun, exciting, anything that you would want your mama not to slap you about? Because maybe that's some things to think about, so that's for sure. Anyway, so as we are hanging out on this Monday, thank you for coming back. If this is your first time here, let's kind of explain some of the stuff that we do. Our show consists of talking about safety in the news, news and safety. Kind of a combo of things that we do here. If you want to interact with the show, it's simple. Callinradio.com. We'll get you moving and grooving in regards to the things that are going on inside of our neck of the woods. And then we kind of know what's on your neck of the woods. It's a combo platter, you know. The extra, if one may. Once you actually go into call-in radio, you'll be able to do video messaging, audio messaging, and text messaging. Let me tell you, my preferred method is the latter of the three. And then that will get you into our system. Some people will say, well, you're available on social media. Yes, we are, but we don't really pay that much of attention to what's going on to that until, like, post-event. So it's not real time. I'm just not going to tell you that it is, because if I told you that it was, I would definitely be lying. So with that being said, that's how you interact. Simple. That's it. Simple. So how was the long weekend? I mean, when I say long, because, you know, it was Saturday and Sunday, which seemed like a long time. And I say that it's long because February the 15th, tax day. And people were, you know, some people that I know were struggling in regards to getting taxes done and all that fun stuff. And when I say people that I know, well, I guess I should be included into that meso, because I was definitely one of those people that was sitting around going, oh no, I have not completed all of the taxation stuff that needs to be done. But hey, it's done now. I have a friend that they were telling me that their accountant was taking vacation during this time. And I was looking at it and I go, so either they're a really, really good accountant if they were done that far ahead of time, or a really lousy one, one or the other. I'm not sure yet. I haven't made the determination on which one I believe it is. Anyways, that being said, why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending?
Is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I look at the trends of the ends of the ends, Sam Bankman-Fried readies his appeal, and Haiti has new leadership to take over. We'll talk about the details of that as we get into the shit list. Also, Secure makes a big announcement, and squatters take over Ransom's London Eatery. We'll talk about that. Also, the OGs are returning to Melrose Place in a reboot. We'll talk about that in Casting Call. Also, Caitlyn Jenner reacts to the death of OJ Simpson. Also, Prince Harry brought a camera crew to his latest public outing in Florida. So we'll talk about all of that stuff. So if you're not familiar to what we do, as we talk about all this stuff, we're going to bring in a professional or some professional broadcasters for them to broadcast their heart's little detail about what the hell's going on. So if you're ready, I'm ready, and we'll get it moving and grooving for you right now. So let's go ahead and bring in the news for you, because I think, therefore I am. No, that's not the part. That's not the part. We'll bring in the news right now to get everything moving and grooving.
Is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. World leaders are urging restraint as Israel vows a response to Iran's drone and missile attack. The United Nations Secretary General has told a Security Council meeting the Middle East is on the brink. Israel is calling on the UN to impose fresh sanctions on Iran after Tehran launched hundreds of drones and missiles against it on Saturday in a retaliatory attack. Defence expert Jasmine El-Gamal says it's hard to know what will happen next.
The situation is getting more and more tense, more and more dangerous, and everybody is urging the Israelis not to counterattack and not to take things further.
Police in Sydney say the man who carried out a stabbing attack in a shopping centre on Saturday appears to have targeted women. Joel Couchy killed five women and a male security guard who tried to intervene before being shot dead by a police officer. The Chief Minister of Delhi and one of India's most prominent opposition leaders has filed a challenge in the country's Supreme Court, alleging his arrest is illegal. Arvind Kejriwal was arrested last month in a corruption case. His party has questioned the timing of the arrest, as Neha Punia reports.
His party has approached a lower court in Delhi, challenging Kejriwal's arrest that was rejected last week. The Delhi High Court similarly rejected a challenge filed by the Aam Aadmi Party, questioning the legality of Arvind Kejriwal's arrest by the Enforcement Directorate, which is India's financial watchdog. And the Delhi High Court said that the agency did have sufficient material to justify the arrest, signifying that there is enough evidence which proves Kejriwal's collusion in this alleged kickbacks controversy. Kejriwal has skipped, you know, summons issued by the Enforcement Directorate at least nine times, and Indian law mandates that agencies can arrest individuals or suspects if they do not cooperate. And his party is alleging this is a political conspiracy which has been crafted by Prime Minister Modi's BJP, a charge the BJP has denied.
A Tokyo court's hearing a case alleging racial profiling by the Japanese police. Three foreign-born residents are seeking around $20,000 in damages in the unprecedented lawsuit. Chris Gilbert reports from Tokyo.
The three men, a Pakistani-born national and residents from the US and Pacific Islands, alleged they had been stopped and questioned numerous times by the police because of their race or appearance. Zain Sayed has lived in Japan since he was eight and said the police often stop him and order him to show his foreign residence card, and says they're never convinced when he says he's a Japanese national and doesn't have one. Another plaintiff called Matthew has permanent residency in Japan and says when he was once pulled over by the police and asked what he had done wrong, the police responded it was rare to see a foreigner driving in the neighbourhood.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking today at a new campaign to secure different approaches to the treatment and care of people with Parkinson's disease. It was launched in the UK last week by the hosts of the podcast Movers and Shakers. They are, many of them, leading journalists in the UK who have, in later life, been diagnosed with Parkinson's, and they delivered what they called the Parky Charter to No. 10 Downing Street. Rory Kethlen-Jones, the former BBC reporter, is one of them.
More sophisticated care. I mean, I'm on a patient sort of committee about a new brand of care where you wouldn't necessarily go into the hospital to see a neurologist, but there would be a sort of phone calls and video calls and remote monitoring. More sophisticated care, really. Holistic care and access to physiotherapists, speech therapists that would give a better overall care to people with this very variable condition. Too often people are just left to basically rot, and it was quite striking how many people turned up at Downing Street, wanted to come and shake our hands and frankly buy us pints at the Red Lion opposite, which was kind of touching.
Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said the Parky Charter will receive his government's full attention, though some members of the group are sceptical. You can hear more about their campaign and their ongoing experiences with Parkinson's on that podcast, Movers and Shakers. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, world leaders are urging restraint as Israel vows a response to Iran's drone and missile attack. Police in Sydney say the man who carried out a stabbing attack in a shopping centre appears to have targeted women. The Chief Minister of Delhi's filed a challenge in India's Supreme Court alleging his arrest is illegal, and a Tokyo court's hearing a case claiming racial profiling by the Japanese police. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, Yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Well, you know that here at Safety FM and Radio Big, we're always trying to look for life hacks, though. With the busy season just around the corner, you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals for your jam-packed days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kits, can help you fuel up with fast chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, and ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. Refresh your healthy habits without missing a beat. Choose from 34 weekly flavored packs. Dietitian-approved meals ready to eat in 2 minutes. All you need to do is head over to factormeals.com/safetyfm50 and use code safetyfm50 to get 50% off. That's code safetyfm50 at factormeals.com/safetyfm50 to get 50% off. Go there. Do it now.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, there you go. 16 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Monday and guaranteeing everything rolling and bowling. No doubt about that as everything is going forward. So let's get into the shit list right away about the things that are happening inside of our neck of the woods, because that's going to be important. A lawyer for Sam Bankman-Fried formally filed his intention to appeal his guilty conviction, subsequent of 25 years in prison, sentenced on Thursday. The filing does not make legal arguments in support of the appeal, just only his intention to do so. The Bureau of Prisons has not announced where SBF will serve out the prison sentence. Judge Lewis Kaplan wrote a memo encouraging sentence in California near his parents at a low security site to accommodate the convicted fraudster's mental health challenges via this is according to the U.S. courts and other news information service providers. So there you go. Some stuff right there. So what do you think here? Do you think because of his potential or alleged mental health conditions, he should be put into a low security place in California? I mean, it is billions, and I did say billions of dollars, that he has been convicted of taking. And, you know, being a fraudster about. So I don't know. I mean, it's kind of a weird thing. Because, you know, you would sit here normally and go, innocent until proven guilty. Well, I mean, he's been proven guilty. So you have to look at it from some different methods right there.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so a glimmer of hope for Haiti. A transitional council has taken control of the government to oversee the implementation of new leadership. The organization includes 7 voting members and 2 non-voting members. Their first task is to name a prime minister in the coming months. The 9-person board will oversee the governance of the country and mandate the hold of presidential election on February the 7th of 2026 when the council loses its legal authority. So hold on. So they're going to wait till the day that they lose their legal authority? Why wouldn't you do the election ahead of time? Anyway, so just think about that. None of that matters, though, unless the authorities contain the rampant gang violence that's exploded in the recent weeks. Haiti's international airport and seaport remain shut down, cutting off desperate country from the outside world via CNN. So it gets very weird. I mean, and who appointed these nine people, and how's that moving forward? Oh, look, I got a thumbs up there in regards to what's going on. I forgot about this reaction thing. You know, you have to remember all this stuff. So, some stuff to think about. So what do you think? Because it's a weird one. I mean, let's not lie about it and pretend like, oh, yeah, everything's, good to go. That's not the case. So the nine people appointment occurred how, when, and, it's not going to matter unless some people are able to, put it back to the way that things used to be. So we'll see how that goes moving forward. Also, officials in Pittsburgh ordered to closure of a bridge spanning over the Ohio River late on Friday night after a string of nearly two dozen cargo barges broke loose and floated down the river without a captain or a pilot. Three of the 23 ships were empty. The rest contained dry cargo materials that could cause harm if they were to be released into nature. By Saturday morning, the West End Bridge reopened. The cargo company Campbell Transportation Company blames high water levels resulting from the flooding for the breakaway. The nearby marina suffered extensive damage, but no injuries were reported. The timing of the incident relative to the bridge collapse in Baltimore appears to be entirely coincidental. Yeah, this is according to ABC News. So if you look into some of the bridge stuff that occurred in Baltimore, of course, there's a shitload of conspiracy theories, of course, because how would there not be in regards to some of the stuff that happened there? Then you start taking a look at some of this other stuff, and you're going to probably have some questions about life, about, hey, why is this going down? What happened? What occurred? And so on. So what are your thought process about the thing that happened in Pittsburgh, the thing that is going on inside of Baltimore? Because there's going to be questions of, okay, similarities of this occurred there, this occurred here. Are we under attack? Because if you look online, some people are like, oh, yes, we got hacked. This is how the system had an issue. I mean, I don't know. I'm not feeding into the conspiracy theory. I'm just giving you information that you can find online. It's not like it's a real difficult thing to do. It's a real simple process in regards of the stuff that you're able to find online. So all you have to do is just look, and you'll see that it's there. Also, let's talk a little bit more. Remember John Wayne Bobbitt? Yeah, he's the guy whose wife looped his dink off. And I did say D-I-N-K in 1993 when he was asleep. You know, she chopped off his penis. Yeah, I'm not joking. Well, now Bobbitt tells the Sun that he's also had his toes amputated. Bobbitt has Bobbitt stationed at an infamous Camp Lejeune while he served as a Marine in the 1980s. The government administered a $1 billion compensation package for those who spent time there as a result of concentrated cancer and other illness that was led by the contaminated water there. Bobbitt says that he has recently discovered his toxic peripheral diagnosis, which destroyed their veins in his feet. Last year, he completed a series of procedures to have all of his toes removed. He says that the toxic effect of the water in Camp Lejeune, only recently made public, contributed to his terminalist relationship with his wife, leading to the frightening events of 1993. This is according to the site. Hold on. Let me make sure that I have this story correct. So he's saying that because of the water in Camp Lejeune that was recently made public to led to the terminalist relationship between him and his wife, leading to the frightening events of 1993. Okay, he was asleep, and she cut off his penis, if I remember how the story goes, and it was because she found out that he was cheating on her. She was Ecuadorian, not that that's important, but, the Ecuadorian story plays a key factor to the back of my head. So there you go. But I look at that and I go, isn't that interesting? So the water in Camp Lejeune played a factor that potentially you cheated on your wife because the water? Oh, that's an interesting theory.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying. He is trying to be entertaining. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so Donna Jean Wilde, a 58-year-old mom of five and a grandma of 12, hey now, is the new Guinness World Record holder for the longest time of an abdominal plank position for a female at 4 hours and 30 minutes and 11 seconds. Yeah, you did hear me correctly. 4 hours, 30 minutes, and 11 seconds. She accomplished the feat at a high school where she was the vice principal prior to retiring. The previous record was 4 hours, 19 minutes, that was set back in 2019. For the record, the current record for men, are you ready for this, is 9 hours, 38 minutes, and 47 seconds. Listen, anybody doing anything outside of like 10 seconds is a hero to me, because, man, that is some time of holding a plank. No doubt about that. Okay, take a listen to this real quick. I hate talking about deaths, but it has to be talked about. Documentarian Elena Coppola has died. She passed away on Friday at her home in Napa Valley, according to a statement from her family. No cause of death was shared. Coppola is best known for chronicling the movie-making of the family members, including her husband, Francis Ford Coppola, and the daughter and her daughter, Sophia Coppola. She was 87 at the time of her passing. Also, Robert Cavalli, the Italian designer, has died. He passed away on Friday at his home in Florence, Italy, after a brief illness, according to a press release. Cavalli is best known for his love of prints, especially animal prints. He was 83 at the time of passing. Take a listen to this. Lori and George Chappelle, the oldest living co-joined twins, have died. The pair passed away on April the 7th in a hospital in Pennsylvania, according to the funeral home officials. They were both 62 at the time of passing. So a lot of stuff going on there. Lot of stuff. Take a listen to this. Let's talk about some of the box office stuff. Are you going to the movies? Well, it looks like some people still are going. So take a listen to this. Coming in at number 10 is Sugar. Hold on. Sugar Ust Detour D-Day. Okay, yeah, there you go. $990,000. That was at number 10. And number 9 was Shrek 2. Yes, it was a re-release with $1.3 million. And number 8 was The Long Game with $1.4 million. And number 7 was The First Omen, $3.7 million. And number 6, Monkey Man, $4.1 million. And number 5 was Dune Part 2, $4.3 million. And number 4, Kung Fu Panda, $5.5 million. And number 3, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, $5.8 million. And number 2, Godzilla versus Kong, The New Empire, $15.4 million. And coming in at the number 1 spot. Now, this movie supposedly is pretty controversial. I've only read some stuff about it. I haven't seen it, of course. It's called Civil War, not to be confused with Marvel Civil War. $25.7 million. It was a new movie in the movie theater, but came in at number 1 as well. You might want to take a look at that one, because if controversy creates cash, well, shit, there's proof of it. No doubt about it. Talking about controversy and cash, why don't we talk about the numbers of what happened on Friday? The Dow lost about 475 points to close at 37,983 on Friday. And also the S&P lost about 75 points to close at 5,123. And the NASDAQ lost about 267 points to close at 16,175. West Texas Intermediate closed at $85 a barrel. And Brent crude, well, it was at $90 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.63. And Bitcoin crashed over the weekend, down about 70%. Yeah, people would be losing their shit. Down about 7%. So it was down to 64,500 at 64,500. So also there was more than 2,765 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Sunday, with about 40 such cancellations. 40 such cancellations. That's not a bad day compared to the norm. Also, Tuesday night's Mega Million drawing will be for a $148 million jackpot or a $67.8 million cash payout. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for $63 million jackpot or a $29.5 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. So let's talk about this because a lot of stuff was going on over the weekend with this, but sales of O.J. Simpson's book, If I Did It, skyrocketed after the news of his passing last week. Released back in 2007, the tome centers about the hypothetical premise of how Simpson could have committed the 1994 double murder of Nicole Simpson and her friend Ron Goldman, on which he was infamously acquitted. While many argued that the renewed interest of the double murder victimizes the families, there was a silver lining. A portion of the book sales go to Ron's family, who won a $33 million judgment against Simpson. This is according to TMZ. Also, OJ's family says that he will be cremated and his brain will not be donated, despite several requests from scientists who wish that have suffered from chronic trauma. Let's just call it CTE. It'll be easier. From his years in the NFL. This is according to the New York Post. So what do you think there? Interesting stuff, I would have to say. Why would this book skyrocket? But there you go. Take a listen to this. During her surprise Coachella performance, Shakira announced that she is heading out on a world tour. She joined BizRap on stage to perform La Fuente. So there you go. Las Mujeres y Ya No Lloran World Tour, named after her 12th album, kicks off in November in California. So there you go. Also, I talked about it at the very top of the hour, the Gordon Ramsay's and his squatter issue. Well, a band of professional squatters have taken over the chef Gordon Ramsay's York and Albany pub boutique in central London. The group have reportedly used kitchen appliances to barricade the doors and have glued the lock shut. They also use legal notices outside threatening legal action against anyone who tries to force them out, and adding that they are entitled to stay in non-residential buildings. The Met, meanwhile, says the issue is a civil matter, so they are unable to step in. Worth noting, the restaurant was in the transition period where Ramsay was about to sign over the property to new partners. This is according to The Sun. So, very interesting times in regards about that. Should I throw a curveball in here? Let's throw a curveball in here. Let's do this real quick. Sherry Cruz, yeah, turns 18 this week, and many are wondering if that means that reuniting with her estranged dad, Tom Cruise. Sherry has led a relatively quiet life since her mom, actress Katie Holmes, blindsided the world by divorcing Tom in 2012, an effort to shield her from the life of Scientology. Since the divorce, Shuri has had no relationship with her dad, which is why many of are now curious to see what happens. As a legal adult, she handles the ability to make that choice for herself. Also, while Holmes reportedly signed several NDAs agreeing not to talk about Tom, their marriage or his role in Scientology, Shuri did no such thing, leaving the door open for her to speak to all matters and topics of what is going on there. So that will be interesting because, you know, curious minds want to know. And I'm not giving you an Inquirer commercial here, but it definitely sounded like one for just a hot second there. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we do this? Why don't we go into that thing that we call our main story?
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
So there you go. Some main story time as we are 32 minutes past the top of the hour, hanging out on this lovely Monday. Oh, yes. It's so lovely on a Monday to get to do stuff. Listen, I know that sometimes we sit around and we talk here. And we talk and we get ready and we plan and we say, hey, this is happening, that is happening, that is going on, blah, 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 blah. You know, I call it the blah blahs. And why do I call it the blah blahs? Because I feel like sometimes we spend a lot of time talking about things that are important. We talk about things that are so not important. We talk about things that are meh, you know, some interesting stuff that's talking about what's going on with the news here. So let me kind of get out of the normal sequence of stuff. And let's talk about some of the things that you get to do and I get to do and we get to talk about and move forward with and look at. And it's all going to boil down to this one important aspect of everything that we do, and that is related to mental models. Did you hear me? Yeah. Mental models. So how do you get ready for X? Insert whatever X you want to put there. And I'm talking about, how do you look at things that you need to work on? Now, listen, I will tell you, as I have looked around for a period of time into some of this information, it always gets interesting to me in looking into what I would deem mental models. So as you go out today, and let's say, for instance, you're doing work in the field, you have to get your mindset in regards on how some of this stuff is going to work. It be it, however, how is this system going to move into this other system and play in a factor to what you have going on? If you are a speechwriter, content creator, in regards of the stuff that we do inside of the world of safety, you have to plan out the stuff that you're going to be doing. It's just the way that it works. There is no other way around it. So you're going to sit there, you're going to plan it out, you're going to move forward with it, and so on. That is normally the case on how some of this stuff works. If you don't do it in that particular fashion, then it becomes a pretty interesting. You're just kind of just rolling with the punches as things go. So how do you prepare those mental models? Like, do you sit back for a moment and go, okay, well, this is what my plan's going to look like? Or do you not think about it at all and you just go full bore? Like, let's just kind of think about some other things. You have to be mentally prepared most of the time before you do X. And I was talking recently to somebody about sports psychology in particular, about how you have to be prepared if things don't go the way you have it planned, if things go better than the way that you have it planned, and how you're able to control your general emotions about everything that is going on with some of this stuff. So as you look at this, how do you do it for work? Because listen, if you're doing a big review today, or you're getting a big review done, which tax day would be the worst day to do it, but let's just use that as a hypothetical. You have to be ready on what's going to occur because you don't know what outcomes are going to happen. So is your mind prepared to go left, right, or indifferent if the things don't go the way that you're planning? So being mentally prepared for that is the way to go about it. So here's my question. How would you start it off? How would you look at it and go, okay, this is me getting ready to do X? Because if you don't have a ready for X, how do you move forward? You see the interesting, you know, lean, not lean, and all that kind of fun stuff? Because that's where I get weird. You know, weirder than normal. You have to look at it from the standpoint of, okay, things will improve if you allow them to improve. Things will not improve if you don't allow them to improve. And by letting them improve, maybe starting off with the simple process of, let me think about this on how this should potentially work. And if it doesn't work in that fashion, here's what I'm going to write out for the things as if they might not happen the way that I expected. Now, is that different enough for you today in regards of thinking about some of this? Because I think, therefore I am. You've heard that comment before. There's a reason why people say that. So if your mind is ready for it, maybe you'll be ready for it.
What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You are listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out and your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then, with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally, everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and public adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consult evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery, Coastal Claim Consultants.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improved quality of sleep.
Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them life, that Jay Allen waits, sent you.
But we ain't waiting for shit.
Real big.
Hey, are you tired of hanging around and talking about safety in a boring kind of format? Well, I got something for you. If you haven't hung out with us yet at safetyfm.com, I'm going to encourage you to do so. Yeah, if you come out to Safety FM, you can come hang out with all kinds of safety professionals. Some are safety professionals. Some are just people that are talking about safety. But we want to do it in a format that makes it fun and entertaining. If you're kind of trying to figure out what the FM portion is, well, we're a radio station and also a podcast network. You can come out, hang out, and listen to my show, The Jay Allen Show. You can listen to Todd Conklin with the pre-accident investigation, Blaine J. Hoffman with the safety pro, the Hop Nerd, Sam Goodman, just to name a few on what could be found on the station. Different things for different people trying to bring safety in an entertaining form. SafetyFM.com. Go to the website, download the app, and carry it with you all day long. SafetyFM.com. We'll be waiting for you.
Tearing the ass out of you like gas station sushi.
To a new drop of blood from the sky.
all my bones to break.
My bones to break. For my bones to break. My bones to break.
Okay, there you go. 45 minutes past the top of the hour. This right here, Rhythm of Violence. By Beach Love. You know, I always like me some music. We've played this one before. No, seriously, we really have. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music. No doubt about that.
Rhythm awaits, waiting for my bones to break.
So you are still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. Safety FM, Radio Big, coming across the multiverse. So there you go. So there you go. Anyways, thank you to Beach Love for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. No doubt about that one. Yeah, you know, rhythmically, I love it. I love it. I love it. So there you go. Okay, so let's get back into the move and the groove of everything that we have going on inside of the world of the multiverse. Anyway, so let me tell you about the most important thing that I'm ever going to tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And to find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you do is go to TWLOHA.com, click on the section that says Find Help. It's on your far right-hand side of the screen once you get there. And once you get there, you'll see all kinds of information. Everything related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support resources, just to name a few. To find out more information, TWLOHA.com. That's To Write Love on Her Arms. TWLOHA.com. Show up for life. It's going to be important for you. So there you go. To Write Love on Her Arms. So some people have been asking about it. So I think it is time to talk about it. There is no doubt here. So the Conklin Conference coming up. Conklin Conference number 3. This will be taking place in Santa Fe, New Mexico. September the 10th through the 12th. So you still got a little bit of time for sure. I mean, we are... I don't even know what month we're in. We're in April. So there you go. Would love to see you there. It'll be taking place in Santa Fe. If you wanted to get more information about the Conklin Conference, all you have to do is go to safetyfm.io. Yes, .io. Some people go, well, it's not a .com. It's okay. You're going to be okay. If not, you can just go to safetyfm.com and click on the portion that says events. That will get you moving and grooving. But if you go to safetyfm.io, it will take you directly there to the ticketing page where you can take a look at everything that's going on, the speakers that will be there, and all that kind of fun stuff. I can tell you right now, confirmed, Mark Yeston, Bob Edwards, Jen Long, of course, Todd Conklin. I will be there hosting, so would love to see you there. Would love to see you there and hang out. And apparently some bike rides have been mentioned already, so we'll see what happens there. So, safetyfm.io to find out more information. So, let's continue talking because that's what we do around here. If we weren't talking, I don't know what exactly I would be doing. I'd probably just be staring into the camera in a lost in a romance in wilderness of pain. So, let's talk about this. working remotely, really, really remotely. I think that this is going to be important. So I've heard of working from home, but working from home for a restaurant, well, that's new to me. But a patron of the New York City Japanese restaurant Sasan Chicken wrote on X that the person taking his orders was located in a different continent. Cashiers at Sasan Chicken and those a two sister chain work from their homes in the Philippines, interacting with diners via Zoom. They're employed by the company Happy Cashiers, which enables restaurants to benefit from their bottom line by outsourcing the labor to other countries. When contacted by a reporter, one remote Sansan employee said that they receive tips, splitting them upon the service staff who actually do the work on the premises. And if you think that that's weird, listen to this. A reply that a X post shows that a remote security guard simultaneously working in multiple buildings in Uruguay. Yeah. What does a remote security guard do if someone does something shady? Ask remote police to join the meeting. So having staff in another country not only saves the company money on wages, it saves a ton on booze at remote staff Christmas party. I'm just throwing that out there. Just some stuff to think about. I know some people are not going to love that, but man, think about it. You're going to save all kinds of money.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, did I say something wrong? I mean, I'm just asking the question. The question. So just so you know. Anyways, let's talk about this real quick. New technology to help drivers escape their vehicle become submerged in water has been developed by the Kitchener On Company. Automatic window opening system technology says that the vehicle escape systems work by automatically lowering the windows and connecting the emergency services, assisting drivers and passengers with getting out safely. Pressure from the water pushing against the car can make it nearly impossible to open the windows, and electrical systems malfunction. The windows may not work at all. With the new tech, even if the vehicle lands upside down in the water, it will roll itself upright into the position and delay the opening of the windows until the vehicle is right side up, with the potential of saving hundreds of lives annually. AWOS hopes it can help become a standard system in vehicles within the next 3 to 5 years. We're hoping that it knows the difference between a riverbed and a car wash too, because that's going to be important to know. Also, a homeowner in Florida got a surprise of a lifetime when police showed up at his door in late March, delivering driver Richard Robertson, who was wanted for felony charges, was spotted in Titusville. Yeah, Titusville. After arresting the suspect, officers decided to fulfill his pending delivery order. Joe New posted Ring camera footage of the police appearing at his door. It shows the officers explaining, "You've got a driver. Hold on, your driver's got arrested, so we're delivering your groceries." News wife responds, "Wow, I haven't had that before," which makes the officer smile and say, "No, we didn't want your groceries to go to waste." After two cops carry the groceries inside the home, the resident heard joking, "I'll make sure to get his tip." So there you go. Titusville. I'm legitimately so close to Titusville, it's not even funny. But man, what a weird world. Well, I mean, at least the cops made sure that everything was good. I mean, you can't complain about that. That's for sure. Anyways, why don't we do this? Let's bring some John Smalls inside of our life and let him talk about what the hell's going on with the Motivation Minute, because that seems to be important.
Brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Tony. Democritus said, "More men have become great through practice than by nature." So very true. Think about how many people were born great. I'm sure there were some, but I'll bet there were far more who were born average or maybe even a little above average with some great genetics. Their upbringing, though, and their personal dedication to getting better at something then takes over. They delve into a subject that fuels their passion, and they become great at that thing. Sometimes it's sports or music. Other times it's math or science. These prodigies are great, but I'm almost positive that if you had the chance to ask any of them, most would say practice is what got them to the top of their game.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
Okay, there you go. Thank you, John Smalls, for that. It is 53 minutes past the top of the hour as we are hanging out on this lovely Monday. So let's talk about this. Let's take a look back at 2020. This is the date at the time was U.S. deadliest day during the COVID-19 pandemic, with 2,752 deaths reported on this day back in 2020. So there you go. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, let's talk about that. Macy Williams turns 27. Cody Christian turns 29. Jacquez turns 30, Emma Watson 34, let's see, Eastern Dean 38, Seth Rogen turns 42, Cooper Barnes turns 45, Luke Evans 45 as well, Chris Stapleton turns 46, Flex Alexander 54, and Emma Thompson turns 65 today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I have some of those for you. It's Tax Day, World Art Day, International Micro-Volunteering Day, National Laundry Day, National Rubber Eraser Day, National Glaze Spiral Ham Day, Purple Up Day, Titanic Remembrance Day, National Anime Day, National ASL Day, National That Sucks Day, and National Take a Wild Guess Day. You know, I take a wild guess every day, it feels like. So there you go. A lot of days to celebrate, little time to think about it. No doubt about that. So what else do we have for you? If you need a random joke for today, well, I definitely have one of those for you because that is part of what I do around here. I went on a once-in-a-lifetime holiday again. Never again. You get it? Okay, I hope you do. So there you go. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. Confession time. What's your weirdest habit? Let's keep it PG. Let's keep it PG. What else? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. Studies show that you're more likely to have nightmares if you do this. What is it? Sleep naked. Why would you have nightmares if you sleep naked? That seems kind of like a weird thing to say. Seriously. Why would it be? I mean, I don't know. Just one of those weird things. So let me talk to you real quick about a couple things going on. So tomorrow will be remote in regards of what we have going on here. So there will be no video more than likely tomorrow because of where I will be located. I don't think that I'm able to do video. I'll just put it to you this way. It is a big oil company, and I think I'm not allowed to have a camera. So just a little FYI action for tomorrow. So we will definitely do some audio content, no doubt about that. So no video. So if you're looking around tomorrow, more than likely will not be any kind of video unless I'm told otherwise. So just wanted to give you that ahead of time. Also, at the top of the hour, Sheldon Primus will be taking over here on Safety FM, talking about the world of safety consulting, if you're so inclined to take a listen to what he has going on. If you want to hang out with me, I'll be going over to Radio Big for the next couple hours or so and doing the things that I get to do on that side of the house, talking about the world of news, music, and entertainment. So there you go. Some things to take a look at if you're so inclined to do so. Anyways, with that being said, that's going to sum up our time together. So there you go. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it doesn't make any sense to do what we do around here. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Don't be pushed by your problems. Be led by your dreams. Don't be pushed by your problems. Be led by your dreams. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love ya, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Fire at me in
kills all the fun, kills all the fun. Everything comes in now to a new drop of blood.